Welcome to the Christian Life Coach Collective. I am your host, Laura Malone, and we're here to talk about life coaching, entrepreneurship, leading yourself well, and lots of spirit-led life and business strategies. So thanks for joining me on this journey, and let's jump into today's episode. Let's talk about overconsumption. Basically, you're having too much of something you think is a good thing. As a coach, overconsumption often happens for us because we want to learn and research and train and educate ourselves and create and do so much of these really seemingly great things, but we're not doing these other things that are actually going to move the needle more. So if you're learning more about your niche, but you need to be implementing things in your business, or you're researching more about a topic when you need to be going out and meeting people and talking to them, or you're getting more training and reading more books and listening to more podcasts and taking more certifications to get more educated when you actually need to be coaching people and learning from experience through practice. Or let's say you learn and you research and you train and you educate and get all of those things. And you're like, no, I'm going to create a bunch of offers and I'm going to create a bunch of content, but you're not making offers. So you can create offers all day long, but never get a client because you never tell anybody what the offers are. You don't actually make an offer. The other thing is that when you get a little anxious or fearful or worried or overwhelmed or confused or whatever the thing is, and you stop consuming anything that leads to productive or creative action, and you start consuming all the buffering stuff, and you're on all day long, you're on, you know, your whatever podcast, your audiobooks, your fiction stories, your Netflix, Paramount, Apple TV, Hulu, CBS, Showtime, HBO, like all day long, because you're checked out, because you just need some fiction, because life in reality is just too stinking hard. Overconsumption of anything that we say, you know, let's just say that's bad overconsumption. And then we have this opinion, ooh, that's good. Like, it can't be overconsumption if it's good for me. It's not true. Overconsumption of anything, you know, let's just be moderate in all the things. Well, overconsumption of all the things that you think are good for you can actually be harming you and keeping you from getting good results and bearing good fruit because you're doing too much of something that's not going to get you somewhere. You need less of the consumption. You need to produce and create. But all of that as a coach who wants to have a life coaching business, who wants to make an impact, who wants to make money, who wants to have clients, you need to be making offers. Just come up with one offer. Or when you meet somebody, figure out while you're talking to them what they need and make up an offer right there. You don't have to have everything perfectly set, all done in a row, like all your ducks are all swimming perfectly. You just need to be in front of people and know what they need and see how they need help and then make an offer and say, like, I can help you. Did you know the best way to make an offer is to say, I can help you with that. That it's that simple. You don't have to know every single thing that you're going to do to help them. They don't even care. Most people are used to people saying, ooh, me too. Let's talk about me. Or I think you're wrong. Or I can fix that for you. And you are a coach. So you say to them, I can help you. And they say, what? Somebody's willing to hear me and help me? I have been needing and praying and wishing and dreaming of somebody who would help me. And you're saying you're that person? They're not interested in every method and every tool and how every minute of a session is going to go. They just want to know that you're willing. And they need you to say, this is how we go about that. Here's my card, or here's a link, or send me an email, or hey, let's talk about it right now. And then you get on your discovery call or your consult, whatever you call it, or you send them to something that lets them schedule and you actually say, I'm a life coach. I can help you do this thing that I know that you want to get done. And let's do it. What do you think? If you don't make an offer, then nobody will ever get a chance to say yes. And nobody will ever be able to get your help. And the world needs your help. The world is broken and hurting and alone. They need you. You need to believe they need you. You can believe that you need somebody, and you can believe that they need somebody. Why don't you believe they need you? So let's stop consuming all of the things, and let's start telling people, I'm a coach, I can help you. So when you consume, I want you to think about these three keys. Decide ahead of time what you will consume and attach a reason to consume it. What is your why? Why are you going to consume that? Even if it's Netflix, like there's a great TV show on there called All the Light That We Cannot See. I think it's only 8 or 10 episodes. I'm going to watch this show because it's a period piece that I will enjoy. It's a limited series. It's going to feel good. It's going to teach me about this time period. It has actors and actresses that I enjoy. And I want to turn my brain off when I'm done working. I'm not going to binge it all in one night because I'm not on vacation. But I am going to watch one episode tonight and maybe another one on Friday and maybe another one on Monday. And over the period of the next 2 weeks, whenever I want to watch something that is beautiful and fruitful, but it's fiction because I have enough reality in the rest of my day, that's going to be it. And this is why. I want to relax and enjoy a little bit of entertainment that has a message in it, and it's redemptive. And then give yourself a time frame with that. Like I said, I'm going to watch it, these 8 episodes, over the period of the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Now, if you're consuming something that is not just entertainment, right? If you're consuming something that is a training or you're researching something, give that a why and a time frame as well, so that you can say, I'm going to read this book about this topic. And the reason why is because it's associated with the coaching technique or the coaching niche or the coaching tool that I am currently focused on becoming excellent at. That's why. And I'm going to read it until it's finished, and I'm not going to read other books at the same time. I'm simply going to read this book, stay committed to it, and get everything I can out of it. And at the end of that time frame, I'm actually going to take my notes and do something productive with them. At the end of that, I'm actually going to produce and create and then tell people about what I produced and created. The third thing, on top of, you know, deciding the what and why and then giving it a time frame, make sure that what you're doing is actually attached to an end goal that's going to get you real results. If you're just listening to a book, reading a book, listening to a podcast that has nothing to do with your what you say is a true goal, the things that you say you really want in life, you really want in your business, then maybe you need to set that aside, make it something that's put it in a note and say, I'm going to read that one day. I'm going to listen to that podcast one day. But today, it doesn't feed the real results that I'm after currently. If you want to start making, let's say, your first $5,000 with clients, then don't read books that are about building a website. Don't read books that are, you know, or don't go into Canva and start creating business card templates or read books about how to start your Etsy shop. You need to make your first $5,000 and get the clients that will do that. Let's say you're going to sign, you need to sign, you want to sign 5 clients at $1,000 each. And let's say that $1,000, because you're a new coach, you're still working on believing that somebody will pay you, right? So for you to organically, authentically sell this coaching package, let's say you offer 12 sessions for that $1,000. And that's less than $100 a session. Then read a book that is going to help you believe in yourself as a coach, show you how to bring clients in, onboard them, and overcome their objections and help them see the value and actually get the clients. Listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook, get trained by somebody who can actually teach you the thing that's attached to results. Don't consume a bunch of things that aren't attached to any goal that you care about, because then you're just over consuming a bunch of things that do nothing for you in the long run. So that's my spiel on overconsumption. Okay. Stop learning when you need to implement. Stop researching when you need to meet people and talk to them. Stop getting trained and educated when you need to get experience. Stop creating offers when you need to make offers. Stop consuming things that don't lead to productivity or creativity. At least like 70% production and creativity, 30% entertainment, relaxation, something like that. And then the keys I'm telling you are to decide ahead of time what you're going to consume and why. Give yourself a time frame so you don't just drag it out and you haven't finished the book that you started and it's been 2 years. You haven't finished that training you invested into. Well, say I'm going to get that done in 30 days. And then 3, make sure that what you're doing is actually attached to an end goal, a true goal that will get you good real results. Okay. So if you want to experience life coaching and see how you can figure out what you want in life and go after it, then book a session with me from the link in the show notes. And I would love to just help you see how life coaching is so valuable and such a powerful paradigm shifting experience. Figure out what you want and then figure out how to get it. And then if you're interested in becoming a coach, get on the wait list for the Greenhouse Life Coach certification program that's going to open up soon, but you have to get on the wait list so you can get all the details. Okay. We'll see you there. Hey friends, don't forget to jump into the Christian Life Coach Collective Facebook group if you haven't already, so you can connect with like-directed people and get free resources and ask for feedback, all the things that are going to help support you on your calling as a coach. I hope to see you in there, and don't forget to subscribe to the show.